And at a quarter to 12, it's time for us to discuss track work. And joining us, Warren Huntley, to talk about some of the highlights of Moonee Valley yesterday in Flemington this morning. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Nat.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the big news about Winks. You were actually at Moonee Valley yesterday, but the reports were very good on her gallop on the course proper.
Yes, they were. And that's what a great selection that was to go to Moonee Valley for the gallops when Winks gallops at Flemington. But I do you do like to see the gallops at Flemington, but you didn't want to miss Winks having her gallop. And course proper, yesterday morning, Chris Wallace put out effectively a press release about her work, and the reports from a couple of people I spoke to that saw the work were that it was terrific. Just typically building the last 400 metres or so out there on the course proper and looked in great order. So I can't report on it firsthand, but she's here. She looks to have settled in really well, and her work yesterday, by all reports, was terrific. But from the Stewart's Tower at Moonee Valley, I didn't quite catch it.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about something that also happened this morning. A couple of Chris Waller's work well.
Yeah, well, Group 1 horses have access to head onto the course proper, and Youngstar was there with Dealmaker, not quite as highly publicised horse, I suppose, from the Wallace stable, but out there, out wide on the course proper, quite often you could get that little bit lost. They galloped nicely this morning. I got them coming home about 23.5 for their last 400 metres out wide. Certainly not tested, and Youngstar's a really obviously talented staying mare now, who looks, again, to be have settled in quite well. Just the way she went onto the track and came off the track this morning was encouraging, and her work was of a good standard without really being pushed out.
Okay, and let's talk a bit about some of these that went to the Valley. Peter Morgan's stable in great form, and he had a couple go around.
Yeah, I really liked the work of Aula Spritz, who was a debut winner and goes to a tougher race at Moonee Valley on Friday night. But, gee, it was nice work, really sharp work from Aula Spritz and Super Snob, a stablemate who's also building quite an encouraging record. I think there's a race for her next week, maybe even at Bendigo. So I'd be keeping an eye out for Super Snob when she turns up. But I think in the here and now, on Friday night, Aula Spritz will go to Moonee Valley and run really well.
And also a couple for Troy Causton's, Morrissey and really Swish went to the Valley too.
Yeah, and Morrissey was a good winner on debut recently and might even clash with Aula Spritz. I think they're both there to run well in that race. And really Swish, who's been well performed in better races than maiden grade, might contest a maiden at Moonee Valley on Friday night. And I think he's just about ready to graduate from that maiden grade. So I think Morrissey and really Swish for separate races at Moonee Valley on Friday night, but are both there to run really well for team courses.
Okay, and also a horse called Rich Itch went to the Valley too.
Yeah, I might be talking up another sort of horse that can run well against really Swish this time, because Sean Matherick took Rich Itch to the Valley. Dwayne Dunn was there to gallop it and ran really well, has had that one start, ran second, and looked to get round the Valley circuit very nicely. Just had a lead pony to work with, so just a bit of a bunny to chase, and worked home really nicely the last 400 metres or so. So if really Swish and Rich Itch clash at Moonee Valley on Friday night, it might be a challenge for the race caller, but I think they could run well, really Swish and Rich Itch.
Okay, there's a couple there, and also Global Glamour. She went to the Valley too?
She just moved steadily over about 1,400 metres. She seems to be going okay. Probably was perhaps a bit below expectations first up, given that we know what her class is and the way she ran in the How Now, but no doubt derived some good improvement from that, and she wasn't there to smash the clock, but just making progression, and obviously we know what a high-quality horse she is, and I think she has taken some improvement from that first up run.
Okay, Dothraki went to Flemington this morning.
He was as good a worker as I saw this morning, Nards, over 1,000 metres and dashed up his last 400 metres on the steeplegrass in just a tick over 23. So he's going really well. Gilguy Stakes down the straight, where he was effective at his most recent run, and he worked really well this morning. And look, he's an older horse now, and Team Snowden no doubt have got a good handle on what to do to get into the races and run well. So just keeping him happy since his last start victory, he certainly looked like that this morning.
And John Snow, is he trained on okay?
Yeah, I reckon he's going really well. Look, he's going to take on the might of Winks, so we're not tipping anything to beat Winks, Nards, but he's going really well. His first up run was terrific. He'll be suited getting up in distance, and he might be there to be one of the horses to fill a place behind Winks, maybe even a place better, a Quinella trifecta horse. But he's put in a couple of really solid pieces of work since his run first up in the Mackay B Diva, and I think he's going really well.
And what about Venga Mask?
progressing really well. I think getting out to staying trips is what he's looking for. There's going to be some strong races at Moonee Valley, at Flemington on Saturday, and the Bard Cummings is going to be one of them. But, gee, I'd love to see Vongermaas draw a nice barrier and be able to sort of position up close to the speed. He wasn't able to do so at his most recent run, but he still ran well, and I think he's going really well. And I think from a local stable, although he's an imported horse, I think he's a stayer that could really make his mark during the spring if he gets into the right races.
Okay, for sure. What do you think of the main horses to take out of the morning both sessions?
I think the Moonee Valley Friday night nards, I'd be keeping an eye on All the Spits from the Peter Morgan stable, Morrissey and Really Swish from Team Corson's, and Rich Itch from the Sean Mathrick stable. And for Flemington on Saturday, Dothraki will run well in the Gilguy. John Snow could run well behind Winx, not tipping in to beat her. And Vongermaas, I think, is really progressing well for the Moroney stable.
Great. Thanks, Warren.